for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Stop by any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb Bank can make for you. We're Thumb Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
We all love the small town life. It's why we live in the Thumb. It's about spending time with friends around the campfire. It's about seeing friends and neighbors when you go to the grocery store. It's about knowing the people in your neighborhood. It's one of the great things about our amazing community in the Thumb. And it's one of the things that Thumb Cellular holds dear. We treat our customers like our neighbors because they are our neighbors. You know a phone call to our offices isn't being answered in another state or another country. You get personal service from your friends and neighbors. It's local people giving you local service from your local cellular company, Thumb Cellular. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are staying local. There's nothing like the small town life. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent healthcare. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us. But more on that later. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? After two quarters of play, we've had a total of 46 points between the two teams and 27 turnovers to go along with that. Lakers leading at the half 24-22 over the Caro Tigers. 1-5 Caro entered tonight. Lakers entered at 6-1 on the evening. Lakers at the first quarter led 17-7, but then Caro outscored Lakers in the second quarter 15-7. To bring you to a two-point ball game at the half. Lakers is led by number 10, Anthony Sheridan, with 7 points. Carson Binder with 6, both off of trays. After that, Andrew Siegfried at 5, Mason Pasek at 4, and Mason Williams at 2 points. As a team, Lakers just 1-for-3 from the free throw line for 33% and 14 turnovers. For the Caro Tigers, they are led by Caleb Graves, with 1-3 and 3 free throws for 6 points. Tyler Foster at 5. Trevin Phillips, the big man, at 4. Caleb Cotton at 3. Miles Campbell at 2. And Cyrus Strachan and Chris Walker, each with 1 point. As a team, Caro, 50% from the free throw line. That's 6-for-12. But 13 turnovers, 1 less than the Lakers. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
As far as shooting, it's kind of interesting because Lakers should be walloping somebody with these numbers. On the inside, they were 7-for-23, which is 30%, which is tells me that that's probably their strength because they were missing a lot of puppies. But on the outside, they were 3-for-5, took only 5 three-point shots, Clark, 60%. So I don't know what's going to happen in the next half, but Lakers might find some success going on the outside. As far as Caro was concerned, they were 5-for-22 on the inside. It almost seemed like they didn't even want to go into the inside at the beginning of the game, and then all of a sudden they were finding some success later on. 2 for 9 on the outside, 22%. But one thing I can say, they were consistent all the way across. So to me, the first half was basically the Lakers coming out there and putting pressure on the Tigers. Pressure was working. They were getting steals off the first pass, second pass, and they were going off for the races, and there wasn't anything Carroll could do. Somehow, Carroll went ahead, settled down a little bit, played a pretty good second part of the second quarter, and got themselves in the ball game. They were just kind of like that old shoe that you can't throw away, and they did just fine for themselves, and I'm sure they're talking about that right now at in the locker room on what they can do. And I'll tell you what, if there's something they can do, it is to go ahead and employ a pass fake. Because Lakers is, they're jumping out in the passing lanes like you wouldn't believe on any pass, and they're susceptible to a backside cut and an easy layup that they could be giving up.
In that second quarter, Carroll actually out-rebounded Lakers 8-3 after Lakers out-rebound Carroll in the first quarter 10-6. So a little bit of a flip of the script there. But like you said, John, the Lakers on the game is shooting 35%. Carroll at 22%. Carroll's attempted three more shots altogether, but really it's a two-point ball game, 24-22.
Statistically, they shouldn't even be in the ball game. But there's one thing about Lakers that they haven't done is they haven't gotten to the foul line, which is really surprises me, because the team that controls the paint, which the Lakers have done, usually winds up on the foul line a lot, and they haven't. I mean, 1 for 3 to show for it. I don't know what to think on that. Now, as far as Lakers is concerned, as far as foul shooting is concerned, when I saw them, they were at 42%. They weren't exactly setting the world on fire. They were 15 for 35. So I would say if this becomes a free throw shooting contest, I would give Carroll the advantage.
Yeah, right now they're 50% compared to 33% for Lakers. Just one made free throw on three attempts. Turnovers, like we said, Lakers 14, Carroll 13. And we'll have much more after this right here on Sports Radio 102.1. We'll be back in 1 minute with your second half action from courtside in Laker country. Lakers 24, Carroll 22 at the half on the WLW Sports Network.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motors of Carroll. It's that time of year again. Yeah, it's truck season, and we got a great selection of trucks. We got the hard-to-find 2019 Super Duties and a bunch of 2018 F-150s that have a pile of discounts and rebates. We also have a great selection of the new 2019 Ram 1500 trucks that already have a bunch of discounts and rebates. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to More Motors of Carroll today.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.
And we're on to the third quarter. Carroll will start with on offense as they feed it right inside to Phillips, and he can't get that to fall, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, and this one's in for two, and we are tied at 24 apiece. Over to the left wing, Carson Binder airmails this one, but it's saved by number 10. That would be Anthony Sheridan, keeps possession alive. Over to Carson Binder, and Graves gets a hand on it, and it looks like it's out of bounds. Last touch by Carroll, so it will be Laker ball underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio.
I didn't anticipate the Tigers being the shot blockers that they are, but they've gotten a few tonight.
7.5 to play in the third quarter, 24-24. Carson Binder hits the three from the left wing and puts Lakers back out on top by 3 points. That's his third tray of the night. 27-24, Carroll in transition. Here comes number 35, Caleb Cotton. He gets that to fall from the left side of the hoop, 27-26. Siegfried to the top of the key, and this one is stolen away by Cotton. Here comes the Tigers for the three. Campbell can't get that to fall, but Phillips puts it back in for two. I think I know what the halftime speech was, John.
Get that ball, man.
Inside. And